Welcome to the All About Alts podcast, where we explore the world of alternative investing to help you find financial independence. Join our host, Newview Trust's president, Jason DeBono, as he covers a variety of topics with different guest speakers to discuss tax and alternative investing strategies. It is never too late to start taking control of your financial future, and we are so excited for you to be joining us for this opportunity to hear from some of the best in the business.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the All About Alts podcast. I'm your host, Jason DeBono, and I am here to close out season two. First of all, thank you to those that have been loyal listeners from the very beginning. Amy and I were just talking about, you know, season one and season two. I think technically this is our 51st episode, if you count our recap from season one, which is incredibly exciting. We embarked on this mission a few years back to just continue to educate and provide information and build a community for people looking to invest, looking for ways to save money on taxes, looking for ways to get their retirement account out of the market and out of some of that volatility. And most importantly, start exploring all these different strategies. Season two was 23 different episodes, ranging from entrepreneurship to various investment classes, to building your real estate business, to getting started in real estate. We talked about different plan types that exist and ways to build wealth, not just from the investment side, but making sure that you've got money in as many cool places that are tax efficient as possible. We spent some time talking about the NAR settlement. If you guys didn't see that episode with Joe Siegel, I'd encourage you to go back and take a look at that. Right, going to have some pretty big impact in the way that commissions are paid out on a go-forward basis in the real estate world. Also, from an investment standpoint, we talked about build to rent, which is, you know, always a fun topic to talk about and something that I think is still kind of in the early innings of people really understanding and catching on to that. Certainly things like private lending, franchising, LLCs, multifamily, self-storage. We covered quite a bit throughout the season. So make sure that you're going back, scrolling through whatever platform you're listening to us on, or if you're on our website, make sure that you're scrolling back and taking a look at some of those. A lot of exciting things there and a lot going on. We also spent a lot of time talking about the economy, right? I mean, this is a 2024 season and in the early half here. And man, there's been a lot going on, right? We ended the year with this idea that interest rates were never going to come down. And then we kind of got into this area where we're going to find soft landing and interest rates would start to come down. And now here we are, middle of the year. And the talk is we're just going to be higher for longer. All of those things have impact, and they have impact on the economy. They have impact on our investments. They have impact on the individual decisions that we make. And so we need to be looking at that. Interest rates play a pivotal part in the overall economic environment, but they play an even more instrumental role as it relates to real estate. I read something yesterday morning that we have officially hit the highest median price mortgage payment of all time. And if you think about it, not only are prices higher, right, but prices plus higher interest rates make the cost of ownership even more expensive for many. So we're in an interesting world, you know, where we're buying real estate still. And those that are paying cash, you know, don't care at all about interest rates. Those that are not have to be really mindful about the cost of ownership. We're seeing a lot of commercial real estate that's certainly been in the news and wondering whether or not it will continue to withstand higher rates for longer, whether that be multifamily or any other office has certainly seen some challenges. And then now we're starting to see some chinks in the armor on the residential real estate side. Higher rates for longer means people that may have been waiting to buy for interest rates to go down, maybe are deciding not to buy, or they're deciding to buy and buy at today's interest rates. Inventory is climbing, which is a good thing, right? We had way too little inventory for a sustainable market. And now we're starting to see those numbers get a little bit closer to sustainability. What we have to be very aware of as investors is where's that sustainability line versus the line of oversupply, right? And now we start to see, prices go down. You know, as far as prices going down, I think there's still the median price is still slightly climbing. If you're looking on Zillow or any other, you know, platform, of course, you're going to see where people are reducing the price of the homes. But I think it's because they're just pricing them high. Whether or not we've really seen price decreases, true price decreases, year over year, month over month, it just hasn't reared its head yet. But as supply rises, that becomes maybe a natural piece that would happen subsequently. So we'll have to see how that goes. But you know, there's still deals to be had. There's still asset classes that people are buying. There's still investment categories that are yet to be discovered, and opportunities that you as investors are still out there working your way through, and hopefully finding ways to attract new investment opportunities in a market that is a little bit questionable. One positive for many is that, you know, while we're seeing higher interest rates on our savings, that's been a big plus for a lot of people. Unfortunately, that money is typically being wiped out pretty quickly with inflation. So we've got a lot going on here. I always like looking back on these recaps and kind of thinking about all the stuff that we just unpacked over the last 20, 25 episodes. And it's been a lot. And we're looking forward to season three and kind of kicking that off here in a few months. We've got a summer hiatus that we take. We've got a lot going on in the business world. So maybe I'll use this time to catch you guys up on where NewView is as a company, where I am personally, and where we're headed. But at the very tail end of last year, NewView actually changed ownership into a bigger, broader custodial firm, which we're super excited about. Now, as a customer or as a potential customer, it doesn't actually change much for you, right? Whoever owns the stock of NewView doesn't necessarily change much as a potential client or as an actual client. Over time, we want to make sure that we're taking advantage of this new firm's ownership in our business. We're excited because it expands our capabilities. But the company is Inspira Financial. You may have known them or know them formerly as Millennium Trust Company. An amazing company, $70 billion plus of assets, over 8 million individual accounts. So you're able to now see size and scope. And as the self-directed IRA world continues to grow, we're also seeing continued consolidation. Inspira has been an acquirer of a few different companies in the last few years. And I would imagine in the coming years, we'll continue to be acquirers of companies as we just grow the footprint. By doing that, we start to get access overall to the Inspira suite of products. Now, I want to say for those listening, nothing changes on your account. So don't worry about, do I have a new login? Do I have a new website to go to? The answer is no. As of today, we're still in the process of working through kind of what a long-term plan looks like. We will at some point take on the name Inspira Financial, and we will take advantage of all the technology and platforms that they offer. But that's not going to be in the coming days or weeks, but that will be something that's on the horizon. You'll be well communicated through that process. So don't worry and don't feel like you're being left behind. But you'll still continue to deal with the same great staff that you've come to know, the same great processes. You'll log into your account the same way. And as we grow and expand and things get better and more scalable, we'll keep you updated on what those look like. But here's where the exciting part is for you as individuals, as investors, as prospect, customers or current customers of NewView and at some point down the road, Inspira Financial. You know, Inspira, because of their size and scope, right, you just have a massive increase in the safety and security of your account. Not to say that it wasn't safe and secure with NewView, but certainly a company that's 10 times the size or 20 or 30 times the size, the capabilities become much grander. Technology, right? Great opportunity with technology because we can now scale, right, over an 8 million account platform, some big technology investments. And boy, has Inspira invested significantly in technology. You know, we were a strategic acquisition so that we could come in and re-engineer and bolster the self-directed IRA business, which is a good piece of Inspira's overall business platform. And that is, how do we make this scalable and how do we bring this up to speed to this next, not just what we're doing today in 2024, but for the foreseeable future? More tech, less personal touch, unless you want it and need it. A lot more do-it-yourself technology-based opportunities to manage your account, much like a Charles Schwab type platform, right? You don't need to call them every time you want to make a trade, and you really shouldn't need to call your custodian every time you need to do anything. And so we're working diligently to do that, but not giving up on the service piece because we recognize that as consumers, you want to be able to talk to someone when you have questions. So we've got a lot going there. Other things that being part of the greater Inspira Financial company is access to additional products and services. You know, one of the ones that I'm couldn't be more excited about is 1031 exchanges. You know, we've had clients over the years many, many times that have asked us about 1031 exchanges. Well, Inspira has a 1031 company that we're able to leverage and you're able to use right inside the suite of products within Inspira. HSAs, you know, platforms, health benefits, retirement, wealth, automatic rollovers. There's a significant amount of solutions and synergy between the Inspire Financial companies and where NewView and our client base fits in to that family. So just a very touch base, you know, introduction here to the Inspire business. We haven't made many formal notifications to you guys as a market or to our customers, but we're starting to kind of make those announcements in the coming weeks and months, because we want people to be excited like we are. We want people to be excited about what this looks like for them going forward. But we want to make sure clients are also comfortable with the idea that, well, at some point there'll be some minor changes, but they'll all be improvements, right? But your account today and the way that it's operated and the way that you're serviced and the team that supports you is all staying the same. And we're super excited about that. So we've got a few months to work on what that looks like. We got a few months to go out and start finding a new slate of guest speakers for our season three. And we're going to get to work doing that. So I wish all of you guys the best of summers. I hope you and your respective families are taking advantage of the extra time together, getting out and about, enjoying the sun. If you're here in Florida, we're certainly getting a lot of that this time of year. Unfortunately, a little bit of rain too, but it just comes with a typical summer here. But enjoy the time, enjoy the families. Don't forget that you've got money to invest. Don't forget that you've got to stay up to date on what's going on in the marketplace. So we'll be back for season three here in a couple of months, and we'll be excited to keep sharing the knowledge that we have and bringing on guest speakers and helping us navigate through these investment times that lie ahead. So until then, happy summer, everybody, and take care.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope the information within this podcast has given you the tools that you need to find your way to financial independence. We would love to partner with you on this journey. Text ALTS, that's ALTS, to 407-708-1853 to learn more about how to get started today. Don't forget to follow us to make sure you don't miss a second of content, and we'll see you next week.